Well, thanks everybody for being here. Welcome to our latest episode of Brewing with the Bears, sponsored by Shelburne Coffee, Shelburne Falls Coffee. And thanks again to Shelburne Falls. I'm going with my usual, very, exciting hot black coffee. What's your choice here, Coach?
Went with a latte this morning.
Oh, nice. Very nice. I'm Kathy Braun, the soccer coach. I'm joined by Jack Wood, our director of cross country track and field.
And excited to be here.
Thanks so much for being here. This is very cool. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you. Oh, so we got a nice brisk morning here in on Smith Campus in Northampton, and I don't know. This is my kind of weather. So
yes. To me, this is cross country championship weather.
It is. I mean, I think if you're outside training in this weather, it's because you're continuing. Mm-hmm. So, and you guys just finished up NewMax.
Yep.
Last weekend, how are your thoughts on the seasons? What are you the season and how you did last weekend?
Yeah, so we've had a lot of really exciting like individual developments throughout the full season, and if nothing else, I think we are positioned for a really big push at this coming Saturday's regional championship, and particularly I think the weather has been a good preparation for us. We've started to get some flurries here on campus this week. And I know we are expecting a little bit of potential snow at St. Lawrence this weekend.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah. temperature at race time looks to be about 32, 33 degrees. We'll have our arm sleeves ready.
Yeah.
Couple layers ready to go.
Yeah. Well, nothing like heading up toward Canada for the championships in mid-November. But again, it means that you've got people advancing and doing well.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you navigate a season like that where you're developing individual runners, trying to form everybody into a team as well, and then looking to have everybody achieve kind of their potential? Because I know you bring with your background as like a strength coach and a performance coach too, you bring a lot of that into all this. So how have you merged all these things together to develop your teams and just your passion for coaching?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and from my coach's perspective, making sure that every individual is getting what they need as an individual, but we're doing that, as a team in every step together. And, we talk all the time about how every single athlete on the team has a role in a championship, whether it is, being our top runner and scoring, whether you're our 12th runner and you might not be racing at regionals, but that 12th runner needs to push 11, 11 needs to push 10, that goes all the way up through the entire roster. And, there's a ton of, there's so many roles that are, you don't see on race day, but when it comes to, setting team culture, making sure that we're holding ourselves accountable to our values and, doing all the leadership behind the scenes that you don't see in the race.
Yeah.
We really are trying to make sure that, every single person on the team is clear what their role is. And you might only see that with, a couple athletes at nationals, but know that even if it's only individuals there, it was a full team effort behind them.
Yeah. And that's so important. That kind of building of that kind of culture. And because everybody is valued, and I think, I always think of it as, you sort of want it to look like on competition day, it's like the duck in the water. It's like there's, it's nice and smooth, but there's so much going on underneath. And in a team setting, in a team culture, everybody's contributing to and influencing things.
Absolutely.
And they start to learn that they're influencing it, hopefully for the better.
Mm-hmm.
And, then there's those glitches along the way, but that's part of the learning process too,
absolutely.
Right? And part of the development. You and I have the good fortune. We share an athlete.
Yes.
As it were, in Amelia. And I've been really appreciative of that because she actually came to my attention through your program initially. Mm-hmm. And, that's something, in the coaching world that I like when coaches can not just share ideas, but also when you really have the best interest of your student athletes at heart. So that's something that I'm glad we've been able to forge ahead with on her behalf because she's done
absolutely.
She's done well. She had a breakout season this year for us and fully anticipating that for you, I think, for this sophomore campaign. And like our team's looking forward too to also supporting that along the way.
Yeah. And then meeting with her, you know, after soccer season ended, I know, I think she's really ready to take some of the next steps too.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm really excited to see
you could just see it in her development generally. So I'm excited to see her compete too.
Definitely.
With you guys. And so right now, so you've got people still running through with cross country, and then you're getting ready for the next season with track. So how do you navigate that transition with what people are doing over winter break or coming off of? Some people are done with their seasons, and then you've got the whole track and field group.
Yeah, so at least with the distance and cross country group, new for us this year that we actually try just to keep the entire roster on the same schedule, regardless of whether they're racing through regionals or not. And so we still had all of our like non-regional competitors do a time trial this past Tuesday that we had ran a 3,000 meter time trial on the track.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, they were still training through this week, and, you know, we will be traveling with the full roster to regionals, and, you know, we'll still be at the full meet with the full team. We'll do the full course preview together. And I think for us, it's particularly really important to like try to bring our full team to regionals. Because many teams, if they have a co-ed program, they're probably traveling both a men and women's team, and then those teams are there to support each other at the race.
Yeah, that makes a big difference.
We don't bring, you know, a men's team. And so we really need to make sure that we are bringing our own like cheering squad with us.
Yeah, and just for people to get that experience of seeing it too, so that they're, you know, just aspirationally too, they have that idea. But that's great. Like something like that is, makes so much sense, and it's nice that we have that kind of support administratively too, that we can
do that
and bring those folks along.
Yeah, and I think so important for our younger, like more developmental athletes. Yeah, just to see what that environment is going to look like.
Yeah.
So when they are asked to step into that role within a couple of years, that they already know what.
Yeah, they can envision
into
it too. Yeah, fantastic. When did you get started with coaching? Like, talk a little bit, Jack, about your background and what first led you to, you know, to go from, or maybe it overlapped, just being a runner to coaching and.
Yeah, so I think relatively early on in my running career, I always knew that I wanted to like eventually be a high school like volunteer coach or something similar in that capacity. And I did not initially go to school for exercise science or coaching or anything like that, but it was always in the back of my head of one day I want to, you know, do that. I did not think it was going to be a particularly large role, but I'm lucky that I realized when I was still 19 that excited me far more than anything else. I originally thought I was going to go to law school or something like that. But I realized I don't want to wear a suit. I don't want to work in an office.
Those are my two big check marks too.
And I had so many amazing coaches that supported me. My competitive story is that I was a super injured athlete all the time. I had 6 stress fractures in high school and a variety of other itises and tears. But I still had coaches that kept me involved with the team, supported me, just gave me opportunities and really believed in me. And I realized that, I can be that to someone else.
Yeah.
And so I was very fortunate and thankful that I was able to figure that out when I was 19. Then I transitioned into studying exercise science.
Started
getting some like coaching experiences and internships early on while I was an undergrad. And was able to make an eventual plan to now be where I am today. At every step of the way has just grown to love it more and more. And now in my 4th year at Smith, 2nd year in this role, no matter how busy or stressful it is at any point, there's never any question in my mind that this is, you know, exactly where I want to be and this is what I want to be doing.
That's phenomenal. And it's so good to have you here. Both of our coaching journeys started in New Jersey.
Yes.
And all roads lead to New Jersey and Smith College. So that's fantastic. When you're, talk a little bit about, cause you were at Smith, you came, what led you to grad school at Smith? And then, you know, you were gone for a bit of time and then the opportunity, how did you feel when the opportunity opened up to potentially to come back and then ultimately to come back, because mm-hmm. it's you were at Smith my first year here. Mm-hmm. You're a grad student, so I knew you a little bit then, and I remember watching you coach in a session. I'll let you answer this question soon, but I remember when you were a grad student, you were in the ITT coaching a group of your peers mm-hmm. and teaching them something, and you were I was there just. I wander the building sometimes to think, so, you know, I pretend I'm doing something, but planning practice or something. But I remember so well how dialed in you were to your session and how every one of the people that you were working with were just also connected. Mm-hmm. And I was so impressed by that. I don't remember what you were doing exactly, but I do remember that. And it was just this really cool moment that I got to see. So it's been nice to reconnect and do that. But yeah, what led you to Smith initially for, I know mm-hmm. for grad school, but what about it?
So really, I think the opportunity to lead sessions just like that mm-hmm. is really what is the appeal that drew me here. And, you know, coming from a strength and conditioning mm-hmm. and, you know, more general performance background of my coaching experience really before I got here, you know, I was working with track athletes in some other sports as well, but that being more my background, I really wanted just to get my hands on all event areas, to sink my teeth into really anywhere I could just learn.
Yep.
And just, I wanted as full and deep an experience to go in every single direction of coaching as I could. And yep, Courtney and Ellen, you know, my original head coaches and bosses
yeah.
here at Smith, gave me so many opportunities that really just to work with new events, new athletes, and gave me a lot of freedom and responsibility to explore, grow with those athletes as well.
Yeah.
But I did not think that the role was ever going to open up again.
yeah, it didn't look like it was going that way,
yeah.
right? Yeah, for sure.
Or my now fiance and I, we would talk very often about what other schools in this area could ever open up that we could like live in Northampton, like mm-hmm. be around Smith again. and when, you know, the position did open up, every step since then has just been, yeah,
that's great.
Amazing. And, you know, this really is a dream job for me. Everything about the athletes, the school, even just, you know, being within our department specifically.
Yeah. This is an amazing,
mm-hmm.
It's like a big learning laboratory too.
Yes.
I mean, it's set up that way through the exercise and sports studies for the grad assistantships, but I've just found it, you know, we're at sort of opposite ends of our career trajectories here, but I've learned so much along the mm-hmm. way, and it's been really like reinvigorating for me. And I can see that, you know, like I said, I saw that one of the very first times I just saw you doing something, and it really is this great place to just exchange ideas and sometimes debate things, but in mm-hmm. a really healthy way, which is so needed right now. And then we're among all these students who are, mm-hmm. you know, we get to share their journey too. So, I'm so happy that that's worked out that way for you too. Cause
yeah.
it's, and then, so you have a dog.
Yes.
Don't worry, this will come back
Ruby.
To team mascot. And I see Ruby all over the place. And I saw you yesterday right up here with recruits.
Yes.
And I thought, I might need to borrow your dog. I don't have a dog currently. I'm thinking about it. I really like that Cavalier King Charles puppy you had the other day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if that puppy ends up, you know, without a home, which it won't, but you know, I'm in. But what a cool thing. Like, we're very pet and dog friendly mm-hmm. here anyway, but Ruby just provides something for everybody here, mm-hmm. which is kind of cool.
She's a genuine coaching tool also, because
yeah.
we do practices at 6 a.m. Through cross country, and she really does help wake everyone up
and she's,
in the morning.
Yeah. I mean, it is like pet therapy. I love it. And I was driving by and I saw you and a family
mm-hmm.
And I saw Ruby, and I was like, that is just great. Like, how great is this kid gonna feel right now?
Mm-hmm.
And
it was funny. We were up at I was like dropping that recruit off at a class that she was going to be sitting in on.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, in between classes.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So
could you get through campus then? Cause
no. Well, cause one, not only athletes, but other people around campus, many
yeah.
of which I don't know these people,
for
but
sure.
they know Ruby, all yeah. came over and
yeah.
mobbed her.
Yeah.
And
you feel like you don't exist
friends.
Sometimes when
yeah.
you have a dog. It's like, everybody's just looking straight down at stuff. So, No, but I think it's just really nice. Like, we've seen you guys up when we're practicing, and you guys are up by the track. I think that's just a really nice thing, and I think it's great that, you know, you've brought Ruby into the fold here, but also, you know, everybody's so welcoming. Mm. So that's a really
queen of the
a really
indoor
cool
track.
Thing. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just gonna ask you a couple things here, because I came across a little questionnaire from when you were in college.
Oh, geez, okay.
So I want to see, I'm curious to see, and so is our public, our fans. Both of them wanted to know, I don't know if I could find this thing. Well, let's see if I can read it. So what's your favorite food? This is from your undergrad days. Do you remember what you said?
I'm trying to think of what
I don't worry, there's nothing embarrassing here. This wasn't like some underground thing or something. But what is your favorite food?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, nice. Do you have a favorite Northampton restaurant or area restaurant?
Homestead.
Oh, nice.
Definitely.
Nice.
Very popular date night.
Very good.
For us.
Very good. Do they let Ruby in there too? Or you, can,
unfortunately
can you
guys, not.
Okay. Does your fiance always think that's unfortunately not? So we're good. Do we draw some lines? Okay. Cool. Okay. Favorite song? I liked your favorite song
I'm
guessing it.
I know, and it holds up. Purple Rain.
Yeah, Purple Rain holds up.
Yeah, ages well to this day.
Rest in peace, Prince. What a talent. And then your favorite movie?
I think I said March of the Penguins.
You did.
At the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool. So pineapple you had as your favorite food.
Hmm. So you. I would still say probably PBJ. Favorite fruit.
There you go. All right. And then your favorite professional athlete?
I think I said at the time, Steve Tasker, the greatest gunner in NFL history.
Yeah.
That was Hall of Fame snub.
That's crazy. Yeah, I looked him up because I was like, and then he has like 700 kids. I thought, oh, maybe you ran with one of his kids or something. But yeah, he was a Oilers and the Bills, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I have no affiliation with either
No,
team.
But he just.
I'm very
he
much
just,
so a huge Eagles fan.
Yeah.
But.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It was I had a running joke with a teammate in college about just underappreciated athletes through history, and I felt Steve Tasker was
Steve
an all-time
Tasker,
underappreciated.
That's a pretty good one. That's a pretty good one. Well, let's see. Is there anything you wish I'd asked you? Anything you want to, you know, anything you want to share? Are we good?
Nah, I'm really excited for a regional championship this year. Last time we were at St. Lawrence, it was one of the muddiest races I've ever been. Yeah. I think we're exchanging possibly some mud for snow and ice this time.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to see the athletes get into it. I think we're ready for successes on Saturday.
That's fantastic. Sometimes I think those weather things, like, they give people a focus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like they're all about it. And you're doing such a great job with it. I'm so glad to be working with you, Jack. Thank you so much for being here this morning. Thanks, everybody. Thanks again to Shelburne Falls for making this brisk morning feel nice and cozy. And see you all next time. Thanks.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you.